My thought that the Lord gave me is Elizabeth, and Elizabeth gave honor and glory to God, and he blessed her. Brother Roark and I were talking, and we're talking about how that we go through, and he said he was on his third draft or whatever. And that's kind of the way the Lord works on me. He starts, and then I'll get a few things, and then he'll kind of move back and says, okay, now we will move down a little bit more. And to be honest with you, as I began this, the thing that I focused on first was going from Elizabeth to the people that she came in contact with, how that they were blessed by that. And then when I came back to it, he moved down a little bit more. And my thought that he gave me is they were blessed because she gave God honor and glory. Now, if you remember Paul writing to Timothy, he talked about Timothy's mother and his grandmother. And as the Lord gave me thoughts about this, it appeared to me that it would be proper if someone was writing to John that you wrote this. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, meaning John the Baptist, which dwelt first in thy mother Elizabeth,
and I am persuaded in thee also. You see, we know more about Elizabeth than we knew about Timothy's mother and grandmother. So I'd like to just begin and talk just a few minutes about some of the blessings that people got. And as we think about these blessings, I want you to then move down and look and say, and they were giving God honor and glory when this happened. And I guess probably if we begin, and I want to begin with John the Baptist. And you see, he was a man, and he was preaching in the wilderness of Judea. And what kind of blessing did he get from that? If you're a preacher, you know what it's like. I don't know about you, but after I was called to preach, it was a long time before I ever got to the place and said, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be your servant. Because you see, I was an unwilling servant, and I'm still an unwilling servant. But you see that John obtained blessings by doing what the Lord wanted. Now, you remember I said if we go down deep, when people get those blessings, what they're really doing is pointing to the Lord and giving the Lord honor and glory. You know, if I said, look at me, there's nothing to that. But if I say, look at my Jesus, now that's real. And you see, I'm saying that John received a blessing. All of you know this. He was preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and he said, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That's what John was preaching. Make his path straight. Now, as he preached, people came to him, and some of them were saved. Some of them wanted to be baptized, and all you know all of that. But you see, I think if I had to go back and say what was one of the greatest blessings that probably John got as he was serving the Lord, and you know, this is just my opinion. You might have a different one. But for some reason, the thing that comes to my mind is when he was down by the Jordan River. And here comes a man. He'd already told people before. He said, I come before somebody that I'm not even worthy to tie his shoes. And then here is this man that came and wanted John to baptize him. Now,
Listen, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Now, I believe that John then was ready. He was not willing at first. He said, I need to be baptized of you. But when he really did what the Lord wants, there's no doubt in my mind
that that was a great blessing. Because if you are a pastor that's ever baptized anybody, you know what that must have been like to have that blessing of being able to do that. That the Lord said, you do that. John may have been like me. He might have been an unwilling servant. And yet when he really gets down to it and will get and say, Lord, I can't do this without you, then he'll bless you.
And you know, he like we sometimes had to preach some things that he didn't like and the other people didn't like. All of you know about Herod. How that Herod had taken his brother's wife and John preached to him about that. Said he wasn't supposed to do that. And you would think that Herod would be very much upset at him. But there's one verse that maybe we should read, and I want you to just think about this verse. Because you see, when people do what God wants done, there's probably problems on one level, but there's another level that's right, and you know that. And other people know that too. Listen to this, Mark 6:20. Said, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. See, we always think about Herod having his head removed. But you see, that verse tells us something else about him. That he recognized what John really was. You see, we talk about that and how that Herod listened to him. And yet we go a little bit further and we know that Herod's wife wanted John dead. Now we know what happened and that her daughter danced for Herod and he said, whatever you want. She then told him that she wanted John the Baptist's head in her charger. And she got what she asked for. But you see, I want to compare one thing because you see, I'm talking about Elizabeth and how that from her doing what the Lord wants, people were blessed. And John was blessed in many ways, and we talked about some of them, and yet he lost his life. Or maybe he gave his life is a better way to say that. But you see, I want to look at a comparison here, and I want to try to get the thought that when we do what the Lord wants done, blessings come from that. If we are looking at the Lord, if we're looking and say, this is what I want over here, Lord, that's not the way we get the blessings. It's almost like, here's what we would like, but the way we get it is we say, Lord,
you're the only thing that matters. I don't. And really what I want doesn't matter.
Amen. And see, here's two people I want you to compare. And I want you to compare Herod's wife with Elizabeth. And listen to this verse. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
So you see that John didn't depart. Sometimes he got discouraged, and we've all been discouraged.
He even questioned a little bit, are we sure where we are? Are you sure this is Jesus? Now, I'm not talking about doubting your salvation. But if you ever say, Lord, I want to make absolutely sure I'm doing what you want done. And when we question, it wasn't a question of doubting the Lord. It was doubting ourselves. Lord, am I where I'm supposed to be? And am I saying what I should say? And you see, as we look at these two women, Herod's wife and Elizabeth, and you look at the results, and then look what happens when you follow the leadership of the Lord. when you get close to the Lord and you give the Lord all the honor and glory. To the world, it may not look like the best path, because a lot of people would say, you know, John lost his life. A lot of people would say he gave his life.
Do you think there will be a blessing for that?
So now that's John, and thinking back about what Elizabeth did when she raised him. You know, one of the things that I thought about as I was doing this is you read about Elizabeth at first, and then you don't read about Elizabeth when John is a grown man in his 30s there. You don't read anything about Elizabeth. But then if you go back and understand that when she had her child, she was well on in years. I don't know if she was around or not, but probably not. Just nature would probably cause that. Now we've looked at John and how that through Elizabeth, her influence to him and teaching to him and things that happened. You know, a lot of things happen to us because somebody else did something that they should have, that the Lord wanted done. And we get blessings from that. The freedom that we have here tonight came about because the Lord caused people to do things that gave us this opportunity. Now I want to back up a little bit and let's look at when John was born, because you see I've talked about how that he was when he grew up, and maybe we should check back a little bit and see what it was like when he was born. Well, you see, when he was born, people knew that she was aged. It was past the time that she should have had a child. Listen to this. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. Now what happened? You remember I said she looked to the Lord, she was blessed, and now other people are being blessed. Let's read the next verse. And her neighbors and her cousins. You know, when we do what the Lord wants and when the Lord is blessing us, they take notice of that. People even get blessings because we do what the Lord wants done. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. Now, you remember that I said that Elizabeth was blessed because she did what the Lord wanted. You see, even her cousins and her neighbors, listen to what they said. The Lord had showed great mercy upon her. They knew. She had let them know that was because of the Lord that was happening to her. Not just her neighbors, not just her cousins, but Zacharias. You see, we're blessed to be in a place, and if you're like me, grow up in a place where that
God's Word is just Amen. Everywhere.
If you haven't been somewhere else, you don't have an idea
what it's like.
But you see, we just take it for granted. But you see, there were a lot of people around Elizabeth that they understood about the Lord. Zacharias, listen to this. When John was born and they wanted to name him something else, and Elizabeth said, his name's John. They said, well, you know, you don't have anybody in your family named that. They said, we need to call him after his father. And then they determined that they would ask Zacharias. And we all understand how that he knew what his name was. And he, Zacharias, asked for a writing table and wrote saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately. You remember he couldn't talk because of his unbelief when the angel appeared unto him. And his tongue was loosed and he spake. And what did he do? He praised God.
You see, the more we go around looking at what happened is they were blessed. But the reason that they were blessed is that they praised the Lord.
He praised God. And listen to what he said. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. In other words, other people understood what was happening. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And I think I just need to read
what Zechariah said. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.
You see, he honored the Lord. He's talking about what happened, but he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he had visited and redeemed his people and raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.
And we understand what he's talking about. And thy child shall be the prophet of the highest, and thou shalt go before the face of the Lord.
Did you ever think about what we as preachers are doing? We're going before the face of the Lord. You know, sometimes I like to think about a perfect messenger. You see, a perfect messenger is an angel. Angel is a perfect messenger. Delivers exactly what God wants delivered. See, we can see this and we understand that. And in no case does that angel that hasn't sinned, does that angel want anything for themselves? It's like a perfect messenger of saying, don't look at me. Look at the Lord. And you see, he's saying here that thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Now, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the ways of peace. This was Elizabeth's husband. So it's like she was surrounded by people that also believed in the Lord. I thank you for your comment, Brother Miller. I remember one time I was somewhere and we had breakfast together. Just a wonderful time. I just loved being around Brother Miller. You see, there were a lot of people around Elizabeth. She honored the Lord, and she was blessed. Now, let's back up a little bit and talk about the prophecy before that he was born. If we back up, listen to this. He said, the first thing I want to think about is don't quit praying too soon. You reckon how many times we give up? You know, as a preacher, you can't give up. You got to. It's going to come 7 o'clock and you've got to stand up. But reckon how many other times in my life I say, Lord, what about this or what about that? And I don't come back enough. You see, without a doubt, they'd been praying for a child a long time. And they were praying. Now, not only were they praying for a child, I have no doubt but what they were. I don't give you the scripture for that. I'll tell you that. But listen to this. And there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abba. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Don't give up too soon. Because it may not be the fullness of time for God to do what we need done or what we like to do.
You know, they weren't the only one praying. I've described to you how that there were people around Elizabeth, and it talked about her cousins and how that they, and her neighbors, and how that they recognized what God was doing. I like this verse also. You see, Zacharias was in there, and he was doing the service for the Lord. And it says, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without
at the time of the incense. How many times are people praying for us that we don't even know it? You see, the Lord will provide people to help us.
Now, the Spirit does this, and we know, and I'm not going to get off on that about the Spirit in depth, but I'm going to say the Spirit, as we know by the angel, revealed to Zacharias that Elizabeth was to be the mother of John the Baptist. Listen to this. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Oh, I told you a while ago I couldn't give you the verse that said they've been praying, but here it is. See, I didn't even pick up on that before. For thy prayer is heard. What was he praying for? Well, here's what he gave him. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. You see, they were praying. The Lord was dealing with him. He gave his answer. You know, all of this, now we keep going around and around Elizabeth, and we keep talking about her. There's someone else that knew about it too. Listen, the Spirit revealed to Mary the birth of John the Baptist. Listen to what it says. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, speaking to Mary when the angel came. You remember, we know that the angel came and appeared unto Mary and told her about the virgin birth. But he told her something else. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, this is Luke 1, 36 and 37. She also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. You know, sometimes we kindly think of God being way off there and vague things. But you see, God gets very detailed. He speaks exactly what he means. Listen to the detail he gave her. He said, Elizabeth's going to have a baby. And she's already been pregnant for 6 months. But still, we're going around and around. Now, we're back to Elizabeth now. The Spirit revealed to Elizabeth that Mary was to be the mother of Jesus. Because when Mary came to visit her, and whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Now we're to Elizabeth. You see, we've been to Mary. We've been to Zacharias. We've been to her cousins. We've been to her neighbors. We've been to her sons. And all of those people, they were blessed. And the blessings that I'm talking about, they had other blessings, but a lot of these came about as part of Elizabeth doing what the Lord wants. Now, you remember some of the things that we know. We're not serving the Lord alone. Have you ever
been discouraged?
Sure. But I want you to go back and think about one of those times that you were discouraged. And the Lord sent somebody to encourage you. You know, a couple of times lately I've had that to happen to me. And he sent it in such a way that when I look back on it, I wonder how many other times the Lord sent somebody to encourage me that I didn't listen or I passed them by. And I'll give you this description and you'd see what you would have done. You see, I was getting gasoline at the Exxon station. It was hot. I was through. I rolled up the window. I was talking on the phone before I drove off. And someone's standing outside. So I finish up, and I think somebody's trying to sell me something. A little bit unusual, because who would try to sell you something at the Exxon station? You might be a little bit nervous about that. But I rolled the window down, and I said, "Are you trying to sell me something?" He said, "Will you take me to work? I'm going to be late." Now, 99 times out of 100, I'd say, well, you know, I maybe not even roll the window down. You know what I said? I said, "Get in."
Just like that, without giving any thought at all.
Now, so the next thing you see is I'm driving up the road with this young black boy in the car with me. I look in his clothes. He works at McDonald's, and he brings his own lunch to McDonald's. So we have a conversation about that. Kid him a little bit about bringing his lunch. So then I get around to, "You go to church?" "Yeah." "Where?" "In Galton." I said, do they believe in being saved there?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Have you been saved?" He said, "Yeah." Almost ever, I said, "Where were you saved?" He said, "In a church house." "Well, you know, that's not good enough." And the next thing that I would have normally asked him, and I don't know why, well, the Lord did this, But instead of saying, we're in the church house, I said, what were you doing? And this young boy told me, he said, I was playing the cowbells. He described to me how he got in trouble. And there while he was playing the cowbell in that church, that the Lord saved him.
So we drove all the way to McDonald's. He told me about the cowbells. I told him about the barn where the Lord saved me. I told him I was a preacher. He said, you keep preaching. I let him out and I've never seen him again. But you know, my day was better after that. How many times has the Lord sent somebody and I didn't look?
You know, I could just, and almost always I would have just driven off. I wouldn't have said a word. But you see, the Lord sends people to help us. And we need to be very careful as we do that. You see, now we go back and we think about her neighbors and her cousins. We think about Mary. We think about Zacharias and all these people, how that they were there and that they helped her along. Now, you remember that I told you that she gave honor and glory to the Lord, and the Lord blessed her. Now, you might say, well, how do you know that? And if we go and look at all the things that happened to her, you can't tell just by looking at John the Baptist that Elizabeth gave God honor and glory. You see, just by looking at her, you couldn't tell that. And you couldn't tell by that young boy that I got in the car that I got in the car with me that the Lord sent him to bless me. And I guess the Lord blessed him too, because we had a good time going up the road. The Lord will send people to help sometimes when we really don't think about it. Not only that, then sometimes the Lord sends people to us that we know something that would help them. And He uses strange things sometimes to, as lures, I guess would be a good way, Brother Hogue. You see this Bible here? This Bible is 18 point. So it's a super giant print. The reason I have a super giant print is you can see I cry, and if I don't have a big print, I can't see it. So I got that, and that works just great. I can cry and read at the same time. But I was at the hospital the other day, and someone was having surgery, and someone came in, and she had the same Bible. Same Bible. Now, that's the lure we're talking about. So I had to ask her. I said, I got that same Bible. And I'm sitting here, and she's sitting way over there. And we talk a little bit more, and so I move over there. And in a minute, the person I was with, I said, you come over too, and you want to hear this too. Now, in this case, the woman was a blessing to me. But I believe that the Lord allowed me to talk to her about some things, and I'll give you an example. She said, I grew up in a church that believed that all you had to do was physically follow the things in the Bible. Now, she didn't say it that way, but that's a description of it. Physically follow the things in the Bible and be baptized. And she asked me, she said, you've been baptized? And I said, yeah. But we didn't dwell on that. And then she said, and the Lord put me somewhere else. We think this is funny because He moved her from this church that was so legalistic and follow physically these things. He moved her into a charismatic church. Can't you imagine the shock she had when she went from that to that? But you know, there was gospel in that she knew she was in trouble. And she described to me, she said, I was praying and I was seeking and I was searching, trying to understand. And she said, one day in a van... She
she described how things got better.
And she kept using a verse, you know. She knew a lot of scripture because, see, she had to learn that when she was growing up in that church. But she was using a verse that I'm going to guess that she didn't ever learn what it meant until that day in the van. Here's what it said. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. She liked that verse. She kept telling me that verse. So we talked a little bit more, and in this particular case, I asked, now, she said, and the Lord now is moving me back into this church, the legalistic one, because her mother's sick and she needs to be back there. So I said, is your mother saved like you were in the van? And she said, I don't know. I've never asked her. We're guilty of that, aren't we? So for some reason, I said, here's the way I ask people like that. There's a verse they like to use, repent and be baptized. I said, ask her, did she repent? You know, I had a man that came to work on my air conditioner, and I knew about him a little bit. So we got far enough along. I said, did you repent before you were baptized? And he said, no. And these people that say that. So that was the end of that conversation. But I said, you, when you talk to your mother, you know, baptism, all these things over here, all of that doesn't make any difference unless you've been saved first, like you were in the van. So you can ask your mother, where were you when you repented? Because you see, that's right, that goes in that same scripture. And you see, I had a good day that day too. If I'd have had my Bible, I had a problem reading because we sat there and we cried and we talked and had a good time. They're in the waiting room. You know, I never even paid any attention to what anybody else was saying. Because you see, when we do what the Lord wants, and they know we're pointing to the Lord. They know. That catches their attention. But I didn't think anything about that till just now. Saw a man today. He had cancer. He had surgery. He's doing fine. The doctor says you're okay. But you see, before he had his surgery, I'd been thinking about him. I was been thinking about him, and I went to Home Depot. And I'm walking in, and my wife says, I look really bad when I go to Home Depot. So I'm walking around, and I heard a voice. So I look around, and it's the man I'd been thinking about that had cancer, and I knew he had cancer. So we talked to him a little bit, and for some reason, we had to have prayer just standing right there in the lane where the contractors go through. We had prayer with him and his daughter. And I saw him again today. I'm not talking about me, but I want to tell you what people think. He told his family that we were with the day that somebody else was having some tests. He said, Brother Jones is just like an angel. He comes around and has prayer with you. Now, if I had been doing that for me, trying to put on a show for him, he wouldn't have said that. You see, we do that for the Lord. And when we do that, then we get a blessing and somebody else gets a blessing. But you know, I've said now that Elizabeth honored the Lord. All this time I've been talking, and I've been telling you about Elizabeth. You know her name, Elizabeth, it means God is an oath. For example, the absolute faithful one or a covenant maker. Absolute faithful one. I like that part. I like another part of it too. She was the daughter of Aaron, Aaron's wife, Elizabeth. You see, on back. She and Zacharias had no children because she was barren. And as we read a while ago, Zacharias had been praying for her to have a child. They were both well along in years. All of this you've heard before. You know, the Lord now has backed us up, and here's the bottom of this. This verse says, talking about Elizabeth and Zacharias, they were both righteous before God. You see, you can look at all of these other things, but now we find out why their influence was like it was. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless.
Now there's not very many people in the Bible that you can read about that says they were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless.
Blameless, Strong says, faultless, unblameable. Thayer says, deserving no censure, free from fault or defect. So you see, all of these people that were blessed as a result of coming in contact with Elizabeth. Elizabeth didn't focus on them. Oh, I'm sure she raised her son. We all understand what happens when a person is long in age and they have children. They appreciate them more because they understand more. But you see, her focus was on the Lord. Righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And as I began, I said, Elizabeth gave honor and glory to God and was blessed. That's my thought, and I appreciate you listening to me. And you see, I just did something that's absolutely terrible, and I do it all the time. I said, that was my thought. It was not my thought. If I did it properly, it was from God, and I didn't give Him the honor and glory that I should.
I guess I would say that Elizabeth would have. Y'all pray for me, and thank you so much for listening to me.